Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Department of Defense says Israel is entitled to protect itself against acts of aggression. That statement was made after Israel attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. Israel says it was responding to anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane, turning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria because of an Iranian drone supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Here is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke at a news conference broadcast on state television. He said one country thinks through boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results. It is making a mistake, he says. These incidents mark the most serious confrontations in Syria between Israel and Iranian-backed forces that have established a major foothold in the country while fighting in support of President Bashar al-Assad. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visiting Ramallah, has expressed support for an independent Palestine and said he hoped for the return of peace to the region. The national chairman of the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma on a peaceful transition of power. This is VOA News. High winds, that is, at the Olympics today in South Korea forcing the postponement of the men's downhill skiing event. Meantime, other events are being played out. Medals will be awarded in the women's giant slalom as well as men's 10-kilometer sprint biathlon. Team skating getting, figure skating getting some medals today. Lots of other events, the Winter Games going through February the 25th. Meantime, with the 2018 Olympics underway, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert is dismissing any concerns that U.S. efforts to counter what's known as North Korea's charm offensive at the Games could create a rift with South Korea, just after the U.S. vice president met with the South Korean leader. We get more now on the story from VOA's Cindy Sane.
Vice President Mike Pence visited a memorial for a South Korean warship sunk by an explosion blamed on North Korea. He spoke about his talks with South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
We shared our common objective of confronting the regime in North Korea, whose militarism is on display behind me.
Asked if tough talk by Pence on North Korea could create a rift between the U.S. and South Korea, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Washington's ties with Seoul and Tokyo are ironclad. Cindy Sane, VOA News, the State Department.
South Korea's Olympic outreach achieved some diplomatic breakthroughs when President Moon was invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. Analysts are saying Kim's invitation could complement the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts to pressure North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. One of Britain's largest charities has denied allegations it covered up the use of prostitutes by aid workers in Haiti. Haiti's ambassador to the UK says there was clear cover-up in the case of Oxfam aid workers who had, according to the Times of London, paid for sex while on a mission to help those affected by a devastating 2010 earthquake in Haiti. Oxfam's chief executive, Mark Goldring.
I think at the time, Oxfam took serious and immediate action, and it was open. Oxfam was actually proactive in going to the British public, the Department for International Development, and the Charity Commission to explain that there had been serious misconduct and we'd taken action.
The Charity Commission says such allegations risk undermining public trust in charities. Thousands of Italians marched against racism in the city of Macerata, where a man opened fire on African migrants a week ago, injuring six people. They say it was a racially motivated attack. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.